This is the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. This week, in the wake of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, Monocle's Toronto Bureau Chief Thomas Lewis asks, what is FEMA's future?
County. Here locally, this is what I want to prepare you for. It's a widespread, life-threatening flash flood event. I'm saying that, and you're going to continue to hear that over and over because you need to make the preparations today.
This year's hurricane season across the Caribbean and the southern United States continues to write a grim new chapter in the history of hurricanes to have made landfall since records of tropical storms began.
FEMA says more than 500,000 families requested disaster assistance already, and some homes may be underwater for up to a month.
In Houston, in Texas, the cleanup operation in the wake of Hurricane Harvey promises to be one of the largest, both in terms of rebuilding and the ensuing insurance claims in the U.S.'s recent history.
So literally, people are emptying out their home, okay? For every big truck that we're sending out, we can only probably get debris from one particular house. One truck, one house.
And now the aftermath of Hurricane Irma.
Last night was the most devastating experience I ever had in my life. And I am almost 60. I witnessed Hurricane Lewis, but it was never like this.
The extent of the damage caused by Irma to several Caribbean countries is still emerging, as is the havoc in many ways wrought by the storm this past weekend to the city of Miami and other parts of Florida and the southern US. The scale and scope of the storm so far has cast a spotlight in the US on FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. It was created in 1978 by then US President Jimmy Carter. FEMA was created to respond to disasters that occurred on US soil and assist with the recovery effort in major incidents on the US's overseas territories too. FEMA began operating in 1979 and functioned until 2003 as an independent body. In the wake of the attacks on the US on September the 11th, 2001, it was incorporated as a federal agency under the remit of the newly formed Department for Homeland Security. In its history, FEMA has responded to natural disasters and spills of nuclear waste, and during the Cold War, even had elements of national defense incorporated into its remit. From delivering water, food, and emergency supplies in the wake of a disaster to assisting in recovery efforts, FEMA's remit is broad, but it, like many government agencies, have been in President Trump's sights since he took office. Its budget annually stands at around $13 billion. But as Hurricane Irma churned towards the Florida coast at the end of last week, reports emerged that FEMA is about to run out of money.
That the White House may have to make cuts elsewhere, including airport security, the Coast Guard, all to pay for that wall.
What the Trump administration is now being confronted with is a very real example of events taking center stage. The political picture remains a mess in many ways. Donald Trump's deal with the Democrats to supply funding to survivors of Hurricane Harvey continues to roil many Republicans, who feel that, having bitten their lip on many of their president's more outrageous pronouncements, they've now been repaid with a betrayal of sorts.
The president met with congressional leaders this morning, where he broke with the GOP and sided with Democrats on a bill that provides hurricane relief, raises the debt limit, and funds the government for 3 months.
The notion that government's role is to help those who can't help themselves is one of the longest-running sources of debate in the history of US politics. The devastation wrought by Harvey and now Irma will show, hopefully, that devastation such as this is not a political football. Politicians need to govern when catastrophes unfold. What these storms and the ones that are reportedly brewing in the Atlantic may well show is that big government, so divisive an idea to so many on the right in US politics, may well be the most logical player when catastrophes of such a scale reap such a massive toll on the lives of those affected by them.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. My thanks to Thomas Lewis. The Foreign Desk will be back on Saturday. Make sure you subscribe to get each new episode. For now, thanks for listening and goodbye.